Christ of the Consummation, a New Testament Biblical Theology, Volume 1, The Testimony of the Four Gospels, O. Palmer Robertson, PNR Publishing, 2022, 360 pages. A book review from Books at a Glance by Thomas Haviland Pabst. O. Palmer Robertson is head of Consummation Ministries and formerly served in various professional posts. A prolific author, he is perhaps best known for his Christ of the Covenants. This first volume of the author's work on a biblical theology of the New Testament focuses, as the subtitle suggests, on the four Gospels. The book is divided into 8 chapters. In the preface, Robertson makes it clear to the reader that he is self-consciously building on the work of Gerhardus Voss, who is considered by many to be the father of Reformed biblical theology. Given the complexity of biblical theology as a discipline, never mind the various recent works in this field that have been published, 2 questions come to mind. How is Robertson going to approach the task of biblical theology, and how unique contributions does this work offer to the field? Robertson helpfully answers both of these questions in the introduction. After briefly discussing 2 approaches to biblical theology, namely topical, for example, sin in the Pauline letters, and what he calls the Bible book approach, treating each book of the New Testament as it appears canonically, Robertson states that he will adapt a 3rd option, the redemptive historical method. He defines this approach as the effort to reconstruct the progress of redemptive history and revelation through the various periods of the New Testament era. Thus, his redemptive historical approach, together with his focus on the significance of the Old Testament scriptures for understanding the New Testament, and his eye toward the goals that motivate the various New Testament writers, are 3 distinctive features of his work. Chapters 2 through 6 provide a biblical theological overview of the Gospels, starting with the arrival of John the Baptist and ending the culmination of Jesus' earthly ministry with his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Here, Robertson explores such topics as Jesus' self-attestation, the nature of the kingdom of God, and the significance of Christ's resurrection. In the 7th chapter, consisting of roughly half of the book, he explores the distinctive voices of each of the Gospels, which is in line with his concern to discern the aim of the New Testament writers. A few highlights should suffice to give the reader a sense of Robertson's offerings with this book. In his discussion of the title Son of Man, while noting the common occasion drawn between this phrase and Daniel 7, Robertson makes the case that Psalm 80 fills our understanding of Jesus' use of this title. He writes, "The fully human but also exalted Son of Man of Psalm 80 comes to the foreground with this Old Testament connection." Exploring the phrase Kingdom of Heaven in Matthew, Robertson resists the tendency of some scholars to equate this phrase with the kingdom of God. Rather, he argues, in light of Daniel 2:28, "There is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries," that there is an additional shade of meaning that comes with Matthew's use of this phrase, namely, "Just as the heavens span this earth from north to south, from east to west, so the rule of heaven's kingdom overarches all earthly kingdoms and powers." The author later ponders the significance of Christ's death, arguing that Jesus presents himself as the embodiment of the ransom principle, a substitutionary sacrificial offering in place of many. Here we see biblical theology dovetail with systematic concerns, since for Robertson, Jesus' ransom for many strongly indicates the truth of particular redemption. In addition, Robertson pushes against an atomistic approach to the New Testament use of the Old Testament, which stresses explicit uses of the Old Testament by New Testament writers. Taking a maximalist approach along the lines of such contemporary scholars as G.K. Beale, he writes that rather than take a minimalist approach to this area of study, it's coming to understand how the Old Testament, in its total message, shapes the very heart and substance of the New Testament that gets at what the New Testament writers are doing with the Old Testament. One last intriguing note must be mentioned. Robertson appears to favor the inclusion of the longer ending of Mark, Mark 16:9, as authentic, drawing from the recent monograph by Nicholas Lunn. When one compares this book with others in the field, Beale, Stuhlemacher, it has the feel more of a survey of the Gospels than a full-throated, advanced New Testament biblical theology. This is especially evident in the lack of lengthy prolegomena and the general avoidance of technical discussion and vocabulary. We hasten to add that this does not detract from the many insights that attend this work. Moreover, Robertson's command of Scripture as a whole, his fluency with the Gospel texts, and his warm pastoral tone will make this work valuable to an undergraduate student, interested layperson, or busy pastor who needs in-depth exploration of the Gospels. In addition, Robertson's maximalist approach to the New Testament use of the Old Testament and attention he brings to the voice of each of the Gospel writers contribute to our understanding of the New Testament use of the Old Testament and the diversity and unity of the fourfold Gospel witness. We look forward to reading more of Robertson's insights in the next installation of this series. Highly recommended. Thomas Haviland Pabst.